listener production.
When life gives you lemons, he'll turn them sassy, not sour.
What? Who wrote this script?
Strap yourself in. It's Complete Dribble with Christian Hull.
Oh, there's dust in here!
Recently, I got called Daddy for the first time.
Oh, yes, I remember you telling me.
And yep. I liked it.
Yeah.
I'm almost 37. I loved it. I can officially tell you, officially a daddy. Some friends of mine who recently had a kid, so a gay couple, had the cutest kid I've ever seen.
Wait, is this the kid that you've shown me before?
Yes!
Oh, my God, so cute.
So chubby.
So cute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And so I've, like...
And this is the kid that's made you clucky.
100%.
Yeah.
But, like, so my family live in Sydney. My brothers have had kids and they're so cute and so adorable, but I haven't been able to spend much time with them, which is annoying. It's my own fault because I live in Brisbane and I'm just like, ugh, Sydney, gross. But friends of mine up here, and I was like, oh, I'll go visit them. And then I met him for the first time, little Elijah. And,
oh, cute name.
Oh my God, so cute.
Cute name.
And then he fell asleep. Like, I've never had a kid just fall asleep on my chest. Like, I was holding him and he was just like, bleh, bleh. And I was like, oh, God!
Aww.
And so then I was lying back on the couch while he was lying there. I was like, oh, not listening to a single word any of the dads were saying. I was like, yep. Yeah, no, yeah, I'm listening. I'm like, oh!
Yeah, I give a shit what you're saying.
Yeah. But literally, and then I don't like leaving the house. I'm not that social, but I'm just like, hi, do you want to visit us? I'm going to come visit you.
And by you, I mean the baby.
And like, so clucky and just like,
yeah. Which I never thought I would see you like this.
Me too.
Yeah.
Never. Like
Literally. Kids.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're a changed person.
Except for Elijah. Do you know what I learnt? Because it was a really hot day and I was like, oh, I think I panicked. I was like, oh my God, it's so hot. He's so hot. Like, we need to give him some water. Do we get some water? And they're like, oh no, he doesn't drink water.
Okay. I saw this on TikTok.
Yeah.
Babies
don't drink water.
Babies don't drink water.
And I was like, they were like, oh no, he doesn't do that yet. I was like, I'm sorry, he doesn't drink water. Don't we need water to survive? And I was like, you awful parents! How dare you deprive him of water, the basic need? And I was like, excuse me? They're like, no. It's in the formula. The formula is a lot of water. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
But when you think about it, you're like, yeah, babies don't drink water. It's so weird.
But I've never, that blew my mind.
Mm.
Then they were like, oh, we'd like to ask you something. And I was like, yes, I will babysit. I was like, oh, but then I'd have to like change a diaper. They said, will you be Elijah's god daddy?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Officially a daddy.
Okay.
I burst into tears and said yes.
Oh my God, bless.
And I was like, does that mean I keep him? Is he mine now?
Now, what does that mean in terms of...
Oh, I asked that.
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. Because they're not religious. Because I Googled it and I was like, it's to show the child the religious ways and how to lead a great life as a Christian. And I was like, what kind of, as a Christian? I mean, I'm a Christian. Lead a good life?
I mean, my name is Christian.
Yeah,
so.
And then I said to them, because I'm like, I've never asked them if they were religious.
Mm.
I mean, it would have really shocked me if they were like, yeah, deeply. And so I was like on the... on the group chat, are you doing like a baptism? Like, are you doing all that? And they're like, ha, 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 ha. Didn't say no, but I was like, oh, I don't think they are.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're all gay. We would all burn inside a church. But yeah, I actually don't know. They haven't specifically told me. Mm. I don't think they know. I think they just saw how obsessed I was and how clucky. And I was like,
I think it's just having another person that... loves you as much as your parents. Like you're in that such that close inner circle. Mm. It's just like another title of someone who really cares about you.
Mm.
Is that it?
I think
and,
so.
Would you take over parent duties if something happened to them?
Well, immediately I was like, oh, he's overheating. He got a bit like antsy and I felt like a fucking parent. I was like so proud of myself because they'd been out at a picnic. They were in the shade. And it was Brisbane. I got up and I held him like in The Lion King up to the air conditioner, immediately stopped. He was like, oh, that's what I needed. I was like, fucking, we get each other. We get each other.
This is why I am the goddaddy.
And you get out of my house. I'm keeping your child. This is what, and do you know what I started doing? Oh, I think I crossed the line a little bit. I started questioning. I'm like, sorry, what is this little scratch? Sorry, where did that come from? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm like,
were you not watching him?
Are you trimming his nails?
Yeah, what's happening?
And then I was like, should his legs be this red? I'm like, yeah, it's all fine, don't worry. And then I was like, oh, I think
they immediately regretted their decision.
Yeah, they're like, oh God, what has happened?
God, we didn't think you'd be this hands-on.
But I'm so excited.
Oh my God, congratulations!
And I got invited to they're doing like a official signing. So they're both officially the parents. So I'm going to that. But I don't know do I need to buy gifts? Do I need to like, because I think when I got I got baptized. How dare they? My forehead burnt and blistered. I got like a pewter chalice.
Oh yeah.
You know,
okay.
I got a thing of rosary beads. I'm like, what do I get? What do you?
For a christening, I bought a friend a book, and I put the baby's initials on it.
Oh,
and it's, you stick photos
for your
in the
hair
book.
And teeth. Mum.
Well, your mum would.
Yeah, my mum was hair and teeth. She like cut her hair and sticky taped it. I don't know why though. Like, when do you ever look back and go, "Oh, a lock of hair"?
So glad I kept that.
Yeah.
Right.
What? It's so weird.
It's like, weird.
Now I can frame him for murder.
Now I have his DNA.
But they were like, they kept being like, "Oh, daddy." I was like, "Oh my God, stop it." That's kind of, you know, I'm like,
you're like, "Oh my God, I just got used to that."
So, God Daddy.
You're officially God Daddy.
God Daddy, though?
Or G Daddy.
Oh, G Daddy. Oh, I like that. That's going to be my license plate.
G Daddy.
G Daddy. Oh. In the house.
Reporting for duty.
In
okay, that
house.
Was weird.
That was.
What are you in a 90s rap
oh,
video?
Oh, God. Please stop the recording immediately. I've turned into an old man. Oh, you know, I like to whinge. This is an unrelatable problem.
Do
when
whatever.
You run a business, oh, here he goes. He's on his fucking high horse about being a business owner. I absolutely hate it. I fucking hate it. And I shouldn't say I run two businesses. I've got a pretty decent-sized team that helps. One of the only, like, I've got a lot of successful products that turn over. The umbrella with a root finger on it is a really big, the Dick Cheese board. I've got a little projector keychain that projects fuck off.
Oh.
And also, I'm really thankful that I sold out of the sex toys.
I knew.
Yeah,
I knew
but
you would.
It's just people aren't spending. So this time 2 years ago, I was like, I could Scrooge McDuck, you know, I was rolling in a diving board into money, spent it all on frivolous things, should have saved it. It's all gone and no one's spending anymore. So the sex toys was a bit of a risk. But fuck. Oh, I'm so relieved.
I just feel like that's one thing that people didn't like.
No, yeah. And I'm realising it's really good to promote on my naughty Twitter, on Reddit, on my OnlyFans, and it just
also,
ticks over.
When you think about it, people are saving money from going out, staying in.
Well, also just having a cheeky before you go out.
Sometimes
you like, you can't go out of the house horny because then you want to have sex with everyone.
Sure.
I mean, I never leave the house. So I'm really excited to expand the sex toy range. It just takes so much fucking time. Because we're currently in the product testing phase. So we tested the squirrel. I tested the vibe demon.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So good. And so if you're a member of Patreon, we send you out products to test for us and give us a thorough report on what you think and what improvements could be. So these are tested. So much planning. Like, I'm not going to release a new toy probably for another year. Because of the amount of, it just takes so much time. Shipping is a fucking killer. 60 days.
Oh, wow.
For shipping. And then when you get samples, that can take a couple of weeks. So just to get a sample and then an order, you're looking at 2 months. So it's a long time. It's the same with hoodies. You always bump into a couple of hurdles. For example,
cliche.
Last year was the timeline. The Chinese New Year obviously happens. So they don't have holidays. Don't take my word on this. But the There's no Christmas break. It's the New Year's break, and that happens in February. And so they take, you know, 2 weeks to a month off. So all the factories close down, big celebrations. So I have to place my order with everyone else who's placing orders to get in for winter.
Oh.
And so the deadlines are tight. So I have to place an order early January, middle of summer, for hoodies.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit stressed because I don't think people will want to pre-order a hoodie in 45 degree temperatures. So this is what I'm...
But there's a high demand for them.
Well, yeah. So here's the issue. I know I'll sell them in winter. When it starts to get colder, the stock that I will order, I'll sell them. So I've currently, I found the two styles that I want, a zip up and a pullover.
So good.
It's in a plum. Oh, I should, oh. Fuck, I should have brought, I'll bring the samples in.
Okay.
It's in a plum. Zip up's in a beautiful, oh, it's so good. I wanted to do like a baby blue and a tan.
Ooh.
And so I was like, this is beautiful. And then I throw it out to Patreon and then they quickly go, mm-mm. We want, oh. they overwhelmingly wanted a purple.
Oh.
A darker purple.
Okay.
And I was a fan of the purple. So I was like, what about this plum? And then everyone was like, fuck yes. This, we want that dark, just a dark color. I'm doing like a bright green, like a lime green.
Ooh.
I can't wait for you to see them.
Can you show
me? Fucking frothing on them. So what I'm doing is on the front of the lime green one, I'm having leave me alone, big in like that puffy white font, like it's puffy. And then on the zip up one in like a, so it's plum with like a neon orange. It'll have LMA on the chest. Mm-hmm. And then on the back, it'll have a huge leave me alone in that sort of puffy print.
Yeah.
So those samples are currently being made and I'll get sent them. And I literally have to cross my fucking fingers that they're exactly to the style that I asked for.
Yeah, okay.
Because if I make a change, it's another month delay because I've got to get samples. I have to physically see the sample made from the factory before I agree to it. Not photos. Because I've done photos in the past and then I've ordered. So the current thing I ordered huge penis water pistols, saw photos. I've got a sample even. The sample was broken. And I said, oh, well, as long as I think the sample's broken, is that normal? They were like, no. They were sending me a new sample. I was like, great, let's just do it. I'm not going to wait a month for the sample. So I ordered, 100 of them, all of them completely broken. All of them were broken. So I've got $10,000 worth of stock sitting in there that I don't know what to
do with. Are you getting
refunded? No, so they won't refund us.
Yeah.
That's the risk you take on. Mm. So I am so excited for these. These are by far my favorite hoodies that I've done. If you see the pre-orders open by 4, by 7.
By 10, just to be safe.
Also, like, they're not cheap.
Mm.
Like, how much would you pay for
them? Are they good quality?
Yes.
So
but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, well,
doesn't mean they're affordable.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're affordable, but, like, sometimes people splurge out on things that are better quality.
Mm. Well,
if they're the demand is continuously there. People want them and love them.
I'm so excited for them, but our deadlines are, like, piss thin. So if the samples come and they're wrong, I won't be able to make them in time.
Okay.
So fingers crossed. We'll see how we go.
Power of positive thinking.
Bye, bye, bye. Also, Christmas. Bye, bye products, bye products.
Bye, bye, bye. Sell, sell, sell.
Not desperate. What? Oh, I did something that I never thought I would do, which is to go to a restaurant that is the tallest and narrowest in the world. But it's an outdoor restaurant. How does that work?
How does that work?
So here in Brisbane, we have the Powerhouse, which is on the Brisbane River, which is an old power station. It's a huge building. It's a heritage building. And there's a theatre, there's a few theatres and some restaurants inside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person who runs the Powerhouse loves to do eclectic art things and cool shit. And one of those things that she was like, let's do it. So when you're looking at the Powerhouse, there's the front of it, which is a big heritage wall, which you can't touch. You're not allowed to do anything to any heritage buildings.
Mm.
So it's just this big, enormous brick wall. It is literally just a humongous four-story wall. They've put a restaurant on the top of it. There's 8 tables.
Oh my God,
I've seen 2 people. It's, you walk along the top of this narrow wall. It's just a wall. The top of the narrow wall, you walk along, you're all harnessed in, and then you've got to try to work out how to get onto the table, which is dangling over the edge. You're dangling over the edge. It's 17 metres high, but legitimately feels like it is 4 kilometres in the air. And so I bought 2, work expense, and I took my good mate Trudy along, and we did it. And I...
Do you have a fear of heights?
No. No.
Okay.
Or so I thought.
That was going to be... I knew there was going to be a bug.
Oh, the Eiffel Tower, totally fine. But my brother, who I went with, he couldn't get out of the elevator at the top of the Eiffel Tower. He just refused to do anything because he's super afraid of heights. And so I looked at that and goes, oh, I mustn't be afraid of heights because this doesn't scare me. Oh, top of the tower.
Do you know what it is? Because you're closer to the ground, but it feels...
It's because you're not fucking harnessed in hanging off the edge.
Yeah, well, also that.
It's called Vertigo. The restaurant's called Vertigo, obviously. Yeah. And I was so excited and I thought, you know what, it'll be fine. I think the reason why for the entire dinner, it's a 2.5 hour session. Absolutely stunning view of Brisbane. Like you see everything.
Okay.
So the idea of it was amazing, a view, beautiful food. I really like that. I think why I was so stressed and anxious the entire night while I was sitting there was because to get down, you jump off the side.
No, you don't.
So you get clipped into this weird rock climbing. It's this weird rock climbing harness, right? It's like a harness. No one's belaying. It's just this rotor. Like you're just trusting this mechanical. I don't know how to explain it. You hook yourself into this rotor that's hanging off and you just jump.
Also, how is this allowed?
I don't know. And the rotor knows when you jump, so it keeps the rope taut. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So if the rotor doesn't think you're jumping, it's loose. It's really hard to... So it's really fucking terrifying. There is an option to climb the stairs down, but I had... Obviously, I couldn't do that. Like
no, you were there.
This was the video. I had to do the jump.
And also, you definitely signed some paperwork.
Oh, my God. You have to be breatholized. You're not allowed... They give you one glass of wine when you're up there, but you have to be completely sober.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Which makes sense. The cutlery is tied. It's physically all tied down. So I decided to obviously record something for the podcast while I was up there, and you'll be able to hear, I don't remember what I did, but you'll be able to hear just how stressed and anxious I am. I think I gave it a review, and I think this was midway through the meal.
Okay, right now I am, I think, 900 metres above sea level. I think it's literally like 35 metres, but it feels like I'm 900 metres. I am sitting on the edge of the powerhouse in Brisbane. It's a restaurant called Vertigo, and my feet are dangling 4 kilometres in the air, and I'm eating. I've got my dessert. Can you hear? Got my beautiful coffee. I don't know what it is. Oh, but I just wanted to give you a review of what it's like. Okay, here we go. So I have one hand gripping my phone so tightly. The other hand is gripping the table. I have never been this anxious and stressed in my life before. I thought it was going to be fine. You walk up 45 billion stairs to get here, and then you have to dangle your feet over the edge, then they lower you, then it's this whole experience, and it's really fucking terrifying. There's 8 tables of 2 people dangling off the side of the building. Now, they're all the tables are occupied right now. How many people of the 16 of us do you think screamed the entire way when they were climbing onto their seat and being lowered? Ooh, I'll give you 3 seconds for a guess. Dun, 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 dun. One person, and that was me, screamed. Fucking murder. And what's happening underneath me is the Night Feast, which is a festival, Brisbane festival, of food and yummy delights. And there's a lot of people looking up and laughing. And I heard one person say, oh, that lady sounds like she's not having time. And I can tell you, this lady is not having a great time. I thought I would book this restaurant, $250 a ticket. I thought I'd book this restaurant. Food is really good, and I'd have a great time. It would be relaxing. It's a stunning view of the entire Brisbane River and the Brisbane city, and it's just beautiful, except my anxiety and my stress has not gone down. I think I've only just stopped shaking because you're only allowed one alcoholic beverage. You're not allowed. You do a breath test when you come in. Oh, sorry, is there wind noise? Is there? Yeah, there's fucking windows. Also, I'm surprised an aeroplane hasn't flown by or a bird hasn't flown into me because about 95 birds have flown at shoulder height to us right now. This is definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience. What is going to happen, though, is I'm going to finish my dessert and then to get down... Oh, my God. To get down, you jump off the edge. You jump off the edge, and I think that's why I'm so stressed and anxious. You jump off the edge of the building, and you scream, and everyone looks at you and laughs, and then you vomit, and then you shit your pants, and then that is the Vertigo experience. So, I'll try to record that. There's someone filming from the ground. I hired someone to film, so all of that vision will be on socials. I don't know if we can play it for you now. Subscribe to my Patreon to watch me jump off the side of a 95-kilometre high building in Brisbane. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Out of 10, I give it a food. I give it a 10 out of 10. Every other... Oh, my God, can you hear that? That's them luring. That's them. Other people jump. Everything else is 0 out of 10. No, it's beautiful. It, like, 10 out of 10, except... it's stressful. It's just really stressful. And I brought Trudy. Say hi, Trudy.
Hi, Trudy.
She's here and she's having a great time. She's just calm. She's really fucking annoying because she keeps bending over. Don't. Bending over and it feels like she's going to fall. Don't, please. And then you're pulling on your harness. You're not allowed to touch your harness. Stop looking at the birds. I'm going to finish my dessert. I'm going to jump off the ends. And the whatever it's called. I don't give... Okay, love you, bye.
Do you know what you just created? A core trauma memory.
I did. Core trauma. Core trauma. Do you want to hear me? So while I'm sitting there, you don't hear, you hear no one screaming. You hear nothing from any of the patrons. And you don't realise that some of them are jumping off the side, but you can't hear them, right? Because I don't know what is wrong with half of these people. But you get to see them jump. Mm-mm. Which was terrifying. I want to play for you the audio of me jumping off the side. And keep in mind, the night feast was happening and it is just like there's hundreds of people.
I'm really excited to
It's only brief. Like it's literally like you fall for half a second, but you have to sit. So you come off your table, you walk along the wall, it's really narrow, and then they re-harness you into this little section, and then they harness you in all these different times, and then you have to, like, walk a plank, literally sit on a chair that's hanging out of the building, then they unhook you from the building and hook you onto this rotary thing, and then they go, okay, when you're ready. Oh,
no.
My God. It's like I thought the diving board at a swimming pool was terrible. This is the same height. 17 metres is
Why
the same height as...
Why did you agree to this?
Well, because I like doing content like that where yeah. I'm like, it pushes myself. It's also hilarious to watch.
It's so funny to see you in an immense pain.
I look at it and I laugh at myself. Like, I entertain myself.
My favourite video was you on the roller coaster. This is worse.
This was... No, the roller coaster was worse.
It was worse?
The roller coaster was 90 seconds of hell.
Okay, play the audio.
I had to do... Okay.
I want to see the audio.
You want to see the audio?
Play the audio.
You fucking idiot.
Whenever you're ready, you can start jumping.
Can you hear the rotor? So, you hear the rotor struggling because, you know, I was the exact weight limit. I was any heavier than me, I wasn't allowed to go up. So that's why I was also scared.
But they give you a big gap. Like, well, you'd hope so.
You'd hope they would say elephant-sized and they really mean blue whale. Can I play you the audio? So that was audio taken from the top. I had a guy taking it from the bottom, but the bottom you can hear everyone laughing.
I hear them all laughing. I didn't think this could get any better.
Oh, it's just really funny.
Oh my God.
I fall on the floor at this moment. And you know what's also amazing is there's a performance art.
The fact there was a crowd beneath you.
There's a performance artist just over, just like a couple of meters over doing this performance art. And they're supposed to, it's this big thing, and then all you can hear is me going, oh my God! God, it was just whoa.
Well, good on you for doing that. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much.
God.
The video, I mean, I've got to recoup $500. So if you fuckers want to see it, it's only available on Patreon. So the video. Nat, you do owe me $9 for that. Okay. I'm about to call one of my very best friends. We've been friends for 15 years. She lives up in Brisbane. She's probably the person that I hang out with and see the most. Also, she works for me. Weird relationship when your best friend is also an employee. But she does everything for me. She's like my mother, basically. everything for me. There's one thing that I'm not allowed to talk about with her because she gets really uncomfortable.
Oh.
That is anything sexual. She doesn't really want to know anything.
What the hell sexual. Do you talk about?
A lot of other things. There's so much else going on.
You have other things to say?
Yeah, work-related things. You have other things! Yeah, I've had to physically find... So, the weather. Jeez, it's warm.
So, Trudy, what's your favourite colour?
Yeah, literally. Are these yellow or orange Crocs? So, something horrific happened because I've been keeping secrets from her about OnlyFans.
Yeah.
About doing, you know, my spicy work.
Spicy work.
And I'm going to call her and we're just going to have a chat about something that she walked in on and we haven't spoken about.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We haven't spoken about. We actually haven't addressed this. This happened 2 weeks ago and not a word has been said to each other about what she saw.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's call Trudy.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
She usually doesn't answer my calls.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's crap-a-lappin'-appling?
Oh, you sound like you're in a great mood. Sorry, we're just recording an episode of the podcast.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and I...
So I'm not allowed to say fuck or shit? Or...
Yeah, of course. You could cunt if you want as well, yeah.
Okay, fantastic.
There is something I just wanted to ask you. Because
yes.
Often you come over to my house, there's the chiropractor across from me.
On
a Monday, you usually come over and whatnot, and you've got keys to my house. I'm pretty good with you coming over, and usually you come over on a Tuesday. Obviously, last week you came over on a Monday, so I wasn't...
Yes, chiropractor had a different appointment.
And I was out. I was down on the Gold Coast seeing my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just... you would have walked into my house and there would have been something set up.
Yes.
Do you know what it was, or like a curtain of some kind, or
I at first I thought, oh, renovating, that's bizarre, and then I was like, oh no, totally Halloween. It was a black cloth kind of thing hanging from the ceiling.
Right as you walk in,
I opened the door, I had my arms full of stuff, and literally a meter inside, and I was like, whoa. What is this? And then I saw the kind of, I don't know, about a meter off the ground, there was the kind of a hole cut in this black cloth. And I was like, Halloween, trick or treat, perfect way. Just, you know, trick or treat. And then I just kind of pulled the curtain back and saw a little kneeling cushion. And very quickly... I started to feel violently ill. I in that moment, I was like, oh, it's like I'm walking onto the set of a porno. And then I was like, oh, it's a bit sexy. And then instantly, I was like, it was like a taser in my brain where it was like, oh, sexy, Christian. Oh, God, no, get out of my brain. Oh, so, I've given up my appointments to the chiropractor and now I'm just straight into therapy. Just off to the psychologist to try and separate that out of,
Yeah, and I remember because you then texted me, but you didn't say anything. You were just like, oh, hey, I've just swung by your place to drop some things off. And when I read that text... My heart sank and I immediately went, oh, fuck, my glory hole is still set up. And because I was like, well, I've got people that, they're coming over. Like, It's like, oh, so are you staying? What's happening? Oh, yeah, it's just a bit of renovation work. Yeah.
Trying to get out
I
now.
I wondered why you were so interested in what my week was going to look like. What are your movements this week?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no.
That's why I send you, what are your plans this week? And then when you go, oh, I'm coming over, I take the glory hole down. Anyways.
In my mind, it's just Halloween.
It's a trick-or-treat hole!
It's a trick-or-treat hole.
Well, I mean, yeah. And trick comes through and I get a treat. So. Okay.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. This is where I'm really glad. This is where, like, where does the friendship line and the workplace line, like, because for you to walk into a workplace and see that, that's very illegal.
Yeah, I mean, not if it's a Halloween decoration.
Which it was, it is.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it's a Christmas decoration, and then I don't know what it is after that. Anyway.
Oh, the Easter Bunny, I'm not sure. There's so many different.
You have given me an idea that I could theme it. I could put like a. What could I think? Like the Halloween could be the mouth of the pumpkin.
Little Santa hat on top of the hole.
Yeah. Oh, a Santa hat. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, and jingly bells underneath.
Oh, yeah. I think the neighbours would hear the... Anyway, never mind. So I just wanted to say I'm so sorry. I did have every intention of taking it down for when you were supposed to come on the Tuesday.
Listen, I know that this entire other side of your world exists. And it's just kind of like for me, you know, it's
just
like
unspoken
Santa or like something out there. I know that it's been and I know that it's out there. I just like to be oblivious.
Does Kel know?
No, I haven't told
her. Don't tell Kel. Kel's the cleaner. I'm like, Kel, the floor right at the front entrance needs cleaning. And so do the walls, just, you know, the dust.
Yeah. How did they get on the ceiling?
Anyways, love you. Thank you. Sorry for. Yeah. Just if you could text me before, that'd be great.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I've learnt that lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't I?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Here's why you need to make sure you subscribe to this podcast, because next week this is happening.
I love this.
We're gonna hear... Three of my dreams. We're starting with the first one. I got no idea.
That's okay. We're flying blind.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, just to give you an idea. So I woke up immediately, hit record. So I know that I sound so bad.
So excited. Okay, here we go. Here's the first one.
I just had another dream.
Hi, it's Christian Hull here. You've just been listening to my voice. Do you know what I'd love? I'd love you to share this with a friend or an enemy. Just anyone, please. My downloads need to be a bit higher. Thanks.